Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. And with me tonight, a Daily Ding first-timer, Jason Dumas. Jason, what's up?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. Looking forward to getting going. A great night of hoops.
Oh, man. It's funny because I looked at the slate of games. I was like, well, there's like maybe one or two good games on this slate tonight. Actually, lots of great games. This tends to happen on a Wednesday night in the NBA. But let's start in Milwaukee, where the Bucks rallied from 14 points down in the final 6 minutes to beat the Miami Heat 120 to 119. Jason, the madness kind of started when Chris Middleton made that three after that Tyler Hero turnover. And it was kind of crazy from there.
Right. And, you know, it was kind of ballsy. You know, it wasn't a bad shot, obviously, given the context, but it still takes a little bit to, you know, you're on a break and you have the numbers and you just pull up for three. I guess that's just that championship pedigree. I mean, the Bucks showed championship pedigree the entire night. I know that might be a cliche phrase, but when the Heat were just shooting the lights out, you know, I thought, you know, maybe this is going to get away from them, and they were able to keep their composure, and they rallied from that 14-point deficit late with, you know, 6 minutes or so to go. And it was just play after play. You couldn't believe what was transpiring.
Yeah, there was 13 seconds left after Chris Middleton hit that three. They were within one. They were down one. And then the Heat just couldn't get the ball in bounds. They had to call a timeout. I think it was Gabe Vincent trying to throw the ball in. And then he ends up throwing this kind of wild pass to Jimmy Butler. And it was such a high arcing pass that the Bucks were able to converge on the ball and get there. And they got a jump ball with Jimmy Butler and Giannis, which is a very ideal situation if you're the Bucks.
Giannis versus anyone in a jump ball is pretty ideal for them.
Yeah, exactly. And then they get the ball, and then Drew Holiday gets the ball, and you're kind of wondering, like, what are they going to do? And Drew just drove with ease to the basket and made the game-winning layup.
Yeah, Gabe Vincent had such a good game, and he's had such a great season for the Heat, but he had a rough final minute. That first inbound pass before they got the timeout off, you know, you would have thought that was maybe a five-second violation. Then he gets another shot at it, and he overshoots Jimmy Butler, gets Giannis an opportunity to make a play, and he does. And then that final possession, Drew scores over him to essentially win the game. So the lasting moments of Gabe Vincent wasn't the prettiest for him, but he did have a good game, and he's had a good season for them all year long.
Yeah, there are lots of players on the Heat that stepped up and played really well tonight. Tyler Hero off the bench made some just frankly impossible looking shots all night. Bam Adebayo continued to be dominant. But it was just these little plays down the stretch. The Bucks just kind of inched their way back in and won this game. And a lot of it was because of their MVP, Giannis, who just continued to make plays throughout the entire game. Jason, let's shift to Philadelphia, where the beards were flowing for the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
They beat the Knicks 123-108. It's just wild that they played the Knicks twice in this first little stretch with James Harden. Did you know they were literally selling beards in the arena for $5, which is just, it's the most genius idea, right?
So genius. Just off beards, jerseys, and apparel, they're going to pay for James's contract over the next couple of years if he decides to stay there. And, you know, it's, Philadelphia has been starved for that type of debut. They've had their eyes on James Harden, and the fan base has had James Harden dangled over them for over a year now. So it seemed like such a long time coming, and you can't really script a better start for James in his first three games to continue tonight in front of, you know, a packed house in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and it happened to be the first night in Philly where the mask mandate was dropped, and the masks went off and the beards went on as the Sixers team ended up really kind of pummeling the Knicks at the end of this game. The Knicks hung in. I got to give them credit because these poor Knicks and these poor Knicks fans, like they showed
hard
life through most of this game, and then kind of let go of the rope in the third quarter. They were outscored 38-19 in the third quarter, and that was kind of all she wrote.
Yeah, I expected this to be a close game just because as bad as the Knicks have been as of late, I do think they still play hard, and I do think they want to try to salvage their season, and knowing that they have a 6-game road trip after Philadelphia, they were going to try to get one, especially after they just lost to them a couple of days before that. But I think the talent gap just kind of started to show. And one thing about the Knicks, you know, regardless of what happens from here on out, I think we're starting to learn that this is RJ Barrett's team, not Randall's team. And the offense needs to flow through him. He's been playing really well, but it's just been a tough year for the Knicks. And it's, you know, it's probably going to get ugly quick with this 6-game road trip that they have. And, you know, maybe it's beneficial for them to just start counting the lottery balls. Maybe they can start to move up in that lottery, in those lottery odds.
Yeah, that 6 straight losses heading into a 6-game road trip. That's a recipe for disaster for the Knicks.
5-15 in their last 20.
So bad. It's so bad. But so good for the Sixers. They're 3-0 with James Harden in the lineup. And they just seem to really fit. I mean, Tyrese Maxey, some people kind of scoffed at the fact that he could be their third guy. Well, he's fit in almost perfectly for them as the third guy. He had 25 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists tonight, 4 of 6 from three, just being a guy that's willing to take 6 threes, and he's making them at a high clip right now. I mean, that's huge. Embiid, obviously, just a monster, 27, 12, and 4 tonight. And then Harden, who kind of struggled to get started, ended up with 26, 9, and 9 with only 3 turnovers. That trio was just phenomenal tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine Harden just like 3 weeks ago scored 4 points in Sacramento. Now he's back. So I think Harden did it again. He got himself out of a situation that he did not like, and he's back to playing well. And I think he has the wherewithal to know that what his perception is.
Sure.
So I think he's going to really be bought in to try to change that perception. And we'll have some good hoops coming up. I know the Sixers have, you know, the Bulls and the Cavs and the Heat all coming up in the next couple of games. So those are the top dogs in the East. And we'll get to see them measure themselves against them. But through 3 games, I mean, like I said earlier, you couldn't have scripted anything better for the Sixers moving forward. Maybe just get a little more out of Tobias Harris, but I feel like that'll happen, you know, just as time goes by. There's not any pressure on him anymore as there was before Harden came to, you know, score and actually contribute for them to get wins.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Let's take a look at the rest of the NBA tonight. The Pelicans make the Kings play in hopes die just a little bit more tonight after a 30-point drumming by the Pelicans. The Pacers battle back in overtime to put the Magic in their place, 122-114. The Thunder, led by Isaiah Roby. Isaiah Roby? Who? They stunned the Nuggets in Denver, 119-107. This is a weird one, Jason. Darius Garland returns. Seems positive. LaMelo Ball only plays 8 minutes, not because he was hurt, just because he was in foul trouble. And the Hornets win this game against the Cavs, 119-98. Terry Rozier leads the way with 29-7-7.
He likes playing at home. It was a little homecoming for him. I also saw Isaiah Thomas sighting, yes. You know, breaking a sweat out there.
Yeah, Rozier and Isaiah Thomas reunited once again. The Utah Jazz narrowly defeat the Houston Rockets. If you follow anybody on Jazz Twitter, they were just going nuts this whole game. They just couldn't stand this Houston team. 132-127. This happened in overtime. Rudy Gobert with a monster line, 27-17. Donovan Mitchell put up 37, 2 boards and 10 assists. And rookie Jalen Green looking really good tonight, put up 27-2-4. And then the Suns blow out the Blazers. Even without Devin Booker and Chris Paul, the Blazers are officially in the tank race. And that's going to do it for today's show. Point of Contention is coming up next. Jason, take us out.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.